Hello?
Hello, Shalom?
Yes, this is him.
Hi, this is Laura with Local Splash. We spoke last week about the first page placement on Google for your business.
Yes. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm doing well. How are you?
Pretty good.
Good. How's everything looking finance-wise? Are we ready to move forward?
Oh, you haven't gotten anyone?
Mm-mm. No, I actually put it on pause. And I've been able to do it so far.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, everything's looking better now.
That's good. I'm glad to hear that.
So yeah, I am too, actually. I do have a couple questions.
Of course.
That's okay. You don't mind me asking.
Yes. Go ahead.
So I was just, like I said, it was just my curiosity. I was looking into, like, your guys' reviews and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And, I saw some people were, like, kind of, I don't know, disappointed with you guys. Just
yeah.
Because, I guess, they didn't get, like, any leads or anything.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that might just kind of, like, happen to me as well, or?
So... I'll be straight with you. I don't know each situation because, you know, I know there is some reviews on there of people not being happy, but I will tell you from my experience, it has a little bit to do with, so many times clients will think that they haven't gotten any type of results. So we have to actually go into their dashboard, and show them like, look, you've gotten all these clicks, you've gotten all these things, look, these people have called you. You didn't respond to them. Some of those are like that. We have clients that we just can't make happy, and we have to show them that we did make them happy. I'm sure there's also in some situations where it possibly didn't work for them. You know, I mean, that's why you can't give any guarantees when it comes to marketing. It's like when you put a billboard up. It's not guaranteed
right.
to work. There's so many factors that go into consideration. For example, how busy your area is, also how many reviews you have. You know, we're going to do our job to get you on that first page and get the publicity in front of the people who are looking for your services. And we also ask you, you know, get good reviews. I have so many clients that I have to chase them down and say, hey, get a professional voicemail. Because when people call you and there's not a professional voicemail, you know, that a lot of the times people don't like that. So there is, it's working together to get your business where it needs to be. So that really is what it comes down to.
Okay. So it kind of just depends on the person pretty much.
Yeah, some of those I would say, so we have had some reviews as well that we have to fight because they're not actual clients with us. You know, so we've had that situation happen as well. We try to make everybody happy. You know, we have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, which means that every complaint that we've ever had, we've made it right, or we wouldn't be able to have that A-plus rating. So, yeah, I mean, that's what I would say. I mean, when it comes to reviews, we've been in business already. It's going to be 20 years in December. You know,
Hello?
What's going to happen?
right. Yeah, just like I said, I was just kind of, because I got him scammed already.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's this company called Digital Marketing. I don't know if you heard of them.
No, but
I
can look them up. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So on I signed up and everything, and I paid them. I think it was like
mm-hmm.
$400 or something.
Oh, wow.
And,
okay.
And then I started doing the reviews and stuff, and I started noticing that it was just a scam. And so I started looking at their the Triple B, what's it called?
The Better Business Bureau. Yeah.
Yeah. And so I started looking at them, and they have like a 1 point or 2 point star or something like that. And so I'm like, screwed up here.
Were they accredited with the Better Business Bureau though? Did they have, what was their letter rating?
Oh, I don't know. I wasn't really paying attention. I was kind of just looking to see if it was a scam. And so a lot of people there, were kind of just unsatisfied. Just because they promised them a bunch of things and never really complied to them.
Yeah. On the Better Business Bureau, just to kind of tell you how it works. So typically people go on the Better Business Bureau to complain about problems. And it is the company's job, if they are accredited with the Better Business Bureau, it is the company's job to fix all of those problems. So the Better Business Bureau will give you a letter based off of how you respond to problems or the complaints that your customers have had. So what in the Better Business Bureau, what you want to look at is, first of all, are they accredited? Okay, and it'll tell you on their site. And then also what letter they have. And what you want to look for is an A-plus rating, because that means that they have fixed all of those problems. Now, you said the company name was Digital Marketing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm looking them up right now. I'm trying to find, like, a Google business profile. They're not even popping up.
Yeah.
So you're probably right about the fact that it was a scam, because it's not even coming up at all. On our end, I don't know how well you looked this up, but, you know, we're a Google Premier Channel partner. Did you see our certification, our badge with Google by any chance?
I did, yes. So I looked you guys up. Yeah, after our call, I was kind of looking into you guys. Just because, mm-hmm. like I said, I got them scanned before. And so, you know,
I get it to
happen again, pretty much.
No, I get it. I mean, I'm the same way. You don't want to just give your information to anybody over the phone.
Yeah.
Nowadays, so, you don't know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. And so, I just, like I said, I got a scan before, and it's just losing. I mean, luckily I got the money back, you know, because I was talking to the good stuff, but it's just frustrating, you know, because you don't have that money, and then you're trying to advertise your company and you're trying, mm-hmm. you know, just kind of making ends meet, you know, if it makes sense.
No, so, it does.
So, yeah, I was just like kind of curious, because like I said, I saw your guys' reviews, like it was I think it's a 4.5 or something like that.
4.2. I wish 4.5, but 4.2.
Well, you know, I just started seeing a lot of people kind of complain. I mean, it's common, right? Because, you know, mm-hmm. some people are really picky and want certain demands, and it's kind of hard to meet them. So.
Yeah. And when you say that, this is another common complaint too, right? So we have a package that's lower than this, and we have to explain to the customer, like, look, you're going to get what you pay for. If you want to go this route, you're going to get what you pay for. And there's some people that just don't, you know, they either really don't have the money or they just don't want to spend the money. So they go with the lower package, and we always make it clear as well, you know, like you get what you pay for. You don't, you know, if you want minimal results, that's what you're going to get with it. But you're going to get something, you know, so those are that's another issue we run into as well. You know, it's like people want everything for, you know, very cheap, and it just doesn't work that way.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of people out there who want cheap stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then they want great results.
Yeah, exactly. They want the cheapest stuff and then want the best result, and it's just, like, you know, good things cost money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah,
so,
exactly.
But, yeah, like I said, I just kind of want to clarify. I just don't want, you know, I don't know. I just saw those reviews and I was like, oh.
I get it. You know, I understand. But, like, you know, you already know when it comes to, you know, being in business for how long and those minimal bad reviews that we have it's like 1%, you know, so. You don't want to focus on the bad reviews, you know, everything that we're going to go over with you, you're going to get it in writing as well before we get off the line. So everything that I told you, there's not going to be any discrepancies, you know, you can cancel at any time. Everything is month to month. You know, we do ask, of course, I don't know if I went over it with you, please at least give us 2 months though, so so we can show you that we can bring in work. Cause everything mm-hmm. does take some time to get everything ramped up. But, right. yeah, I mean, that's about it, you know, and it really is just getting everything started for you.
Okay. Yeah. Well, mm-hmm. Like I said, I'm interested. I just kind of want to speak to you before anything.
Now, so, do you feel better now about everything or do you have any other questions?
Yeah. No, I do. I do. Like, you know, I was kind of reading into it and I was like, because some people have been in it for like a month, and I'm like, well, if people just, because I kind of read their reviews and stuff, and I'm like, mm-hmm. well, you're not really giving it a chance, you know, because a yeah. month isn't really going to do yeah. anything.
Exactly, exactly.
But, yeah, okay. I'm willing to give it a try, at least.
You know? Perfect. And you're going to love it. You really are. I mean, I'm still going to be point of contact on your account. So if you have any issues or anything, you can still call me directly. Did I ever send you a text message with my office line and my extension? Let me resend it just in case.
Okay.
So I sent that over to you through text. So if I don't answer the phone, just leave me a voicemail and I'll call you as soon as I'm available. It's typically the same day as long as I'm working. Yeah. Now, on your Google Business profile, you have this number that you want your clients to call you on. Do you still want to leave it that way?
Yes. I think I might change it in the near future, actually, so I could keep my personal business separate from my business. So
we offer a call tracking feature. It's at no extra cost if you want to add it. It's where we provide you with a phone number. Your clients call that number, but the calls still go to whatever number you want them to go to. But it does track everything. So it records all of the phone calls. It also minimizes spam calls. Is that something that you would want to add?
How much would that cost?
No extra cost. It's included.
Oh, it is?
If you want it. Mm-hmm.
Oh. And I won't get charged for, like, messages or calls or anything like that?
No, you don't get charged for it. The reason why we like to add the feature, if you want it, of course, is because you can track everything. And you can see that the program's working for you. You can see where the calls are coming from. So you're not like there, I don't know if this is working, I don't know, like you can actually track your success.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Is it something you would want to add or do you want to think about it?
No, we could definitely add that.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, if it doesn't like charge me at the end of the month, like No.
There's not going to be, and like I said, you're going to get everything in writing. You're not going to get any extra charges or surprise charges or hidden fees or taxes on anything. It's just that flat rate of the $249 a month and the one-time setup fee of $99. Okay?
Okay.
Now, for your first name, I have Shalom. Is it Shalom?
Yes. M with the, like as in Marlin.
Like the last letter, M as...
Yeah. Because sometimes people confuse me with an N. As in
I see. Yeah, so, okay, no. I have you as Shalom, like a M as in Mary, basically, right?
Yep, exactly.
Oh, sorry about that. Okay, perfect. And then last name, I have Sandoval?
Yes.
Okay, and then what is your email address?
My email address is landscape.
Okay.
So it's azionviewlandscape@gmail.com.
Okay. azionlandscape@gmail.com?
Yeah, so, sorry. Over here in Utah, we say Zion, but it is Zion.
Okay. Z-I-O-N?
Yeah, Z-I-O-N, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a weird pronunciation over here.
I see that.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep calling it Zion. How do you correctly say it over there?
So instead of saying it with an on, you say N.
Okay. So Zion?
No, like I-N.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, so you say, but it's Zion, right? But it, over here it's Zion.
Zion. Oh gosh, yeah, that's just,
here, I've been here like 5 years already, so it's kind of like stuck on me.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, question, because my system is bringing it up as a wrong email, so I'm not sure if I'm gonna spell it all out. You let me know if I got something wrong. The letter A Z I O N L A N D S C A P E.
Yep. At gmail.com.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know why it has the wrong. But,
it's okay. Sometimes it happens very rarely, but sometimes my system will pull it up as wrong. So, and it's not wrong. So when I send out everything right now, we'll just make sure it goes through.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah, no worries.
For company name, it looks just like the Google business profile, right? A-Zion View Landscaping.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Okay, cool. And what is the address?
I don't have an address on there, so.
What is the address that you use for billing? Why don't we go with that one?
Oh, okay. So it's 670. 670 North 600 West. Number A, St. George, Utah, 84770.
Okay. St. George, Utah, right?
Yep.
Okay. Perfect. Now, for people authorized on the account, do you want to add anybody else other than yourself?
No, just myself.
Okay, perfect. And what type of services do you want to be found for?
So I focus on landscaping and maintenance, so like dark maintenance and stuff. So don't know what services you have on there that I could add.
So would you say that you do all landscaping services?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
I do artificial turf, saw, pavers, I just forgot right now.
No, it's okay. I'm on your Yelp account. I'm looking at gardening, exterior wall construction, retaining walls, walkway construction, irrigation repair, greenscape construction, shrub planting, shrub removal, tree planting. All of these sound accurate?
Yep, exactly.
I also have patio, porch, or terrace construction. Is that correct?
Patio, porch, that's probably not right.
Okay, so I don't want to put that then.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was probably meaning like a patio paver. Does that make sense? Like pavers.
Okay. Yeah, pavers.
But,
I put you down already for pavers.
Yeah,
okay.
I'll definitely take that off because I don't do that.
Okay. No worries. I'll put these down as well, and then when you have your onboarding call, they'll go over what keywords you want to pick. They do call you within an hour window, and the call is typically 45 minutes to an hour long, depending on how many questions you have. I have some availability today, but I also have tomorrow and Thursday. When works better for you?
Wait, can you just repeat that one more time?
Yes. So you're going to have an onboarding call. That's where we go over everything, make sure we have everything correct, everything the way you want it to look, blah, blah, blah. It's about an hour-long call. It's 45 minutes to an hour. They do call within an hour window as well. I do have some availability today, but I also have tomorrow and Thursday. When works better for you?
It's an hour long, you said?
It's about 45 minutes to an hour.
Oh, wow. Okay. What time?
So I have today I have between 12 and 1 o'clock. And I have between 2 and 3. And tomorrow I have a lot of availability.
Let's do tomorrow better.
Okay. Do you want to do the morning or the afternoon?
It doesn't matter. Whatever.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have between... Go ahead.
Uh-huh. No, sorry. Go ahead.
Do you want to do between 10 and 11 tomorrow?
11. Yeah, that'll be fine.
Okay, perfect. I'll put you down on the calendar. It'll automatically email you an invite when we're off the phone as well. So I'll have you down between 10 to 11 tomorrow. Now, for Facebook, do you already have a business page for Facebook, or would you like us to make one for you?
I actually have one.
Okay.
I kind of need to be more time with it, though.
Okay, that's fine.
I don't post a lot. But, yeah,
okay.
I do have a Facebook page.
Okay, perfect. And question, I know you have a website already. Are you happy with your website, or would you like us to make one for you?
I have a website right now. I have someone who's already working on it.
Okay. Okay.
What do you guys usually charge?
We wouldn't charge. It'd be included.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you guys include a lot.
Yeah.
No offense, but you guys could.
Yeah, that's why I know you have one, that's why I ask. If you like us to make one, we can make one, but if you're already having one made, that's fine. If anything changes in the future, you can just let us know. Okay?
Okay. Yeah, sounds good.
All right.
Thank
now,
you.
Yeah, no worries. And for specific target areas, I have here that you go out about 50 miles, is that correct?
Yes and no.
Okay. What would you say? How far do you want to go out?
To a hurricane.
Do you know about how many miles that is?
Oh. Let me see.
Okay.
Sorry.
No, you're okay.
Hurricane. Oh, I thought it was more. I guess that's 15 miles.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Oh, no,
so you go out safely 15 miles then?
Let's say 25 miles.
Okay. I'll put 25 then.
Yeah, so over here it's a little weird. We have like,
okay.
I mean, it's like, so it's St. George is the whole city, right?
Uh-huh.
But there's Santa Clara, Ivins, Washington, and then like there's an outside city called Hurricane, and
mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the only city outside of St.
I just looked it up on Google right now. It's beautiful, the landscape.
Oh yeah, yeah. Out here is definitely like a lot of landscape. It's nice. It's a lot of nature out here.
That's nice.
That's why I kind of like it out here.
Yeah,
that's.
Yep, I'm in California. I mean, it's nice over here, but it's just way too busy.
Oh, yeah. I hate California, if I'm being honest. I'm from South Cal. So I grew up over there, and I don't want to go back.
What area?
I grew up in East LA, Boyle Heights.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I know where you're talking about. Yeah, it's super busy over there. It just takes like an hour and a half to get from one side of LA to the other.
Yeah,
because of traffic,
exactly.
You know. Yeah.
I hate traffic in California. I miss the
Me
food.
Me too.
Though.
I know the food is very good over here, but I would prefer nature, honestly.
Yeah.
So I feel you. Some peacefulness, you know.
Exactly. I definitely do miss it out there because of the food. But other than that, I'd rather stay here.
My sister-in-law, I don't know what part in Utah, but she has family in Utah, and she goes very frequently over there.
She always talks about
how nice it is. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely, if one of these days you have time, you should definitely come out in Utah.
Yeah.
You'll probably fall in love.
I'm going to move, watch.
Yeah,
now, I was looking at your Google business profile as well, and you have the hours right now, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. and weekends closed. Is that how you want to leave it?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That's not a problem. We'll do that. Now, the card that you're going to use for payment, does it have your name, the company name, or both?
It has both.
Both. Okay, perfect. So
right
and does
now,
it just...
Right now,
go ahead. Uh-huh.
Right now, the card that I'm going to use is my personal. But
okay.
I would like to change it to the business one in the next couple weeks.
Okay. Yeah.
Is that work?
Yes. So on your dashboard, you're going to get access to your dashboard right away. There is a settings on there that you can go on your billing and you can change it automatically whenever you want.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Now, the personal card that you're going to use right now, does it just show Shalom Sandoval or is there a middle initial?
There's a middle initial, but usually I just go by Shalom Sandoval and it works, but I could give you my middle initial if that works with you.
Yeah, let's just put it down just in case. What letter is it?
It's N.
As a Nancy?
Yep.
Okay. And then the billing on that card is the one that you gave me earlier, right? The 600 West?
Yep, exactly.
Okay, perfect. And then what type of card is it going to be?
It's a Visa.
Okay. And then I am ready for the card numbers whenever you are.
Just give me 1 second.
Yeah, no worries. Sounds like you're working too, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, trying to get this yard done.
That's what you have to do, though.
Sod pretty soon. So
oh, I see.
Yeah, I need to get this done.
We're almost done, too, by the way, okay? So I won't hold you up much longer.
No worries. Okay. That's a long car.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it's 4023.
Mm-hmm.
4705.
Mm-hmm.
2848.
2848?
Yes.
Okay.
514.
51. Sorry, one more time, the last four.
5154.
Okay, cool. And then when does the card expire?
827.
Okay. And then what is the security code?
743.
Okay. Now, every time that we call you, we're going to ask you a security question. That's so you know it's us calling you, not somebody trying to scam you. You can either pick mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
You could put the city name.
Okay, and what city is it going to be?
East LA, East Los Angeles.
Oh, that's right, okay. Okay. All right, so I'll put that down as your security question. Now, the next thing I'm going to do is going to be the... Sorry, were you going to say something?
Which one did you put? Because I said two, East LA, and I said East Los Angeles, so I just want to know.
I put East Los Angeles, the pool one.
Yeah, okay.
But
okay.
even onboarding is going to know East LA, East Los Angeles. You know, it's everybody, well, most people know Los Angeles.
Yeah.
All right,
okay.
Perfect. Now, I'm going to do the voice verification, which is on a recorded line, so it outlines the service agreement. If you have any questions, you know, feel free to stop me. Also, like I said, I'm going to send everything to you through text and through email before we get off the line. So first things first, if you can please state the name of your business.
Yeah, A Zion View Landscaping.
Perfect. And please state your name and title within the business.
Shalom Sandoval, manager.
All right.
Member.
All good. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Perfect. And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Perfect. Now, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. That's why every time that we call you, we will call you from the 877 number. And we're also going to ask you that security question again so you know that it's us calling you. Now, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Perfect. So your payment for the initial term and account setup is going to be charged today. So that's going to be in the non-refundable amount of the $348. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew. It's going to be each month on the 10th and the amount of $249. You may discontinue your agreement at any time. The only thing that we do ask is please call us 3 days before your billing is due so we have time to process and cancel everything. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Perfect. So you're going to get a few automated text messages and emails right away. I'm also going to send you a text message. It's going to have a YouTube video. It's going to show you how to use your dashboard. You will have access to your dashboard right away. You're going to get an automated text message that's going to have your username and password, so you can already log into that. And then the last thing I'm going to go over with you is going to be the terms and conditions. So let me see if it already got sent to you. Hold on. Sometimes it takes a couple minutes. That's the last thing I want to do with you.
Yeah, no, it's okay.
Thank you. How is the weather over there?
Oh, it's a little hot. It's not as hot as it was a couple weeks ago, but yeah, it's a little bit. It's like in the 90s.
Well, that's good. We've been over 100 degrees over here.
Nah.
Yeah.
In LA?
Not in LA area, but where I'm at, which is about 45 minutes from LA area. So we had a heat wave for probably about, it's been about 3 weeks we've had a heat wave on and off. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, I know. But thankfully today is the last day.
Oh.
Yeah, thankfully.
Good. Yeah, over here there was a heat wave a couple weeks ago, and it wasn't, like, I think last week it was pretty hot too. It was like in its 112, 113 for like the whole week, I think.
Oh, wow. So it does get hot over there too, huh?
Oh, yeah. It gets pretty hot during the summer.
Oh, wow.
Right now it's starting to cool off, but yeah, over here it gets pretty hot.
Dang. Well,
yeah.
You should have received already the text messages. I'm going to send you a link right now. If you can just open it up real quick. It's the last thing that I want to show you because it's going to be everything that I told you that's in writing.
Okay.
When you open it, it says local splash terms of experience.
Fuck, yeah. I was just seeing your messages. Let's see.
It's the most recent one. It says my.localsplash.com/terms, and then it has / your phone number on it.
I don't see it. Let's see.
Okay, let me resend it to you. That's fine. Okay. Let me put that down. Okay, I just resent it to you.
Oh, on my messages?
Yes, text messages.
Oh, okay. I was looking at my email. Sorry.
Oh, no, you're fine. And the email, it is still pulling up that they're not sending, so I have a feeling something's wrong with the email.
Okay, can I text you on your phone, on this phone number?
Yes, you can.
Okay. Let me just, I'll text you it.
Okay.
That way you know how to spell it and stuff.
Yeah, I don't know why, I don't know why for whatever reason, but yeah, so we'll try again.
Okay, I sent you,
Okay, let me take a look at it. Okay, I see it. Okay. Oh, I didn't put view. Wait, did I put view? Let me see. Hold on. Yeah, I didn't put view. That's what happened. Okay. The idea. I'm like, it's telling me it's wrong. Okay. So let me, I'm going to resend. I know. I'm going to resend the emails to you right now, but if you can open up that link that I was telling you, and it was through text message.
Okay.
And let me know when you open it so I can go over it with you.
Oh, I opened it.
Okay, cool. No, you're okay. So pretty much that's going over everything we're going to do, which is going to be optimize your Google business profile. If you need to go on any directories, that's something that we do for you as well at no extra cost. And we'll go over that with you on your onboarding call, so don't even worry about that. And then also it goes over running Facebook ads for you. Everything, all the other features is other things that Google offers. So that's not something that you're doing right now. If you want to do it in the future, we can always do it. Now it goes over what we charge you, what we will charge you. And again, there's going to be no taxes, hidden fees, or anything on that. You can always put your account on seasonal hold. That means that we don't charge you. For example, if you're not working or you're too busy, just call us 3 days before the billing. Also cancel, you can cancel at any time. Just call us 3 days before your billing. If you can, oh, you already did everything.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right.
No,
so
I'm hearing you.
Okay. Thank you. So we're already done. Your login information is sent to you through text. You can already log in if you want to upload pictures. But if not, like I said, your call is going to be tomorrow. That's going to be between 10 to 11. And
okay.
We'll go from there.
Okay, will it be with you again, or will it be just someone else?
So I should, as long as I'm available, I'm the one who's going to call you and introduce you to the person who's going to take care of onboarding. If I am busy, they're still going to call you regardless, but I am still point of contact on your account. So if you have any problems, please feel free to call me.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, perfect.
What was your name again? Sorry.
My name is Laura, and it's also on the text message I sent you, and right now when I send you a Google invite, all my contact info will be there as well.
Okay, sounds good then.
All right, thanks.
I'll
Shalom.
Be waiting for your call then tomorrow, okay?
Yes, we'll talk tomorrow. You have a good rest of your day. It's been a pleasure.
Yeah, you too. You have a good one, all right? Thank you again.
Thanks, you too. All right, bye. All right.